Networking Podcast, Part 2. So far, I have focused on what I will refer to as reactive networking, which is being in a situation and hoping to meet relevant people. This is a bit random, which is not always a bad thing if you are looking for new options. However, you may wish to engage in some proactive networking. This involves taking charge of your career goals by actively pursuing opportunities to meet people who can further them. Let's consider an example. Say you work in a marketing role, but you're interested in moving into management consulting. You've done a bit of research and reading about it, but it hasn't given you an in-depth picture of what it's like. You don't know any management consultants to speak to, and despite going to some general networking events, you haven't had the fortune to meet any management consultants. What could you do? Well, a good first step would be to map the people you do know already and identify which of them are more likely than you are to know someone working in a management consultancy, a friend of a friend. You could then ask your friend if they do know anyone like this and to introduce you if they do. The podcast on evaluating your career options will give some more questions to ask to help generate potential contacts. So far, so good, but why stop there? Why not ask your new contact whether they, in turn, know other people in the management consultancy sector who you could speak to? If you continue this pattern of meeting relevant people and asking them to put you in touch with other contacts, before you know it, you'll have a well-developed network of incredibly useful contacts across the sector you wish to enter. The technical term for this approach is informational interviewing, but you could otherwise think of it as a coffee and a chat. There are a few things to remember. Firstly, you should always be polite and appreciative of anyone's time. Remember that they are likely to be busy people, so be grateful that they have spared even a few minutes to speak to you. Have questions in mind that you want to ask. It's your responsibility to drive the conversation. Check the Evaluating Your Career Options podcast again to get these questions. Only ask for a short amount of their time and offer to meet wherever is most convenient for them. For example, this might be in the cafe next to their office or during their lunch break. Always follow up with a thank you card or email. This isn't just polite, it also helps to keep you in their mind. Whenever you can, explain how a particular piece of advice or referral has helped you to make progress. This is positive feedback for your contact, which makes them feel useful and increases the chances that they will meet you again if you need it. A challenge that you will face following on from all this networking you'll be doing is how to keep track of all the people you meet, and it's worthwhile getting organised from the start. In this age of social media, there are lots of online tools to help you with your networking activities. The most popular professional networking platform is LinkedIn. It allows you to maintain a connection to all your contacts whilst promoting your skills and experience via your profile. You can even make notes on meetings you have had with your LinkedIn connections. LinkedIn can help you build your network as well. Instead of having to ask your existing contacts whether they will know anyone you'd be interested in talking to, you can check out their list of connections. Once you have connected to new people, LinkedIn will suggest similar contacts. You can then search for particular jobs or organisations, and it will tell you if anyone in your network has connections to that area. You can join in discussion groups on a vast number of professional topics and interact with people who are interested in the same things. When completing your LinkedIn profile, there are three main tips. Number one, think about your profile headline. This will automatically default to your current job title, but you can change this to whatever you wish. So instead of just having your job title, why not include your career goal? For example, aspiring communications professional. Number two, your summary should be a 30-second commercial about yourself, identifying highlights of your experience which relate to your desired career area and focusing on what you have to offer and what you are looking for. And finally, don't overlook the skills and experience section. This should include technical skills such as programming languages, lab techniques, foreign languages, and other expertise. The words you put in here will affect how you come up in searches. Good luck, and remember that networking is a skill which, like other skills, improves with practice. So get out there and give it a try.